doesn't really win any better for this team tonight in terms of just not getting too high after game one and coming out and being focused in game two?
Yeah, for sure. Guys did a great job again, so we stood together. It was a tough game. But scores was 5-1, but still it was a game really tight, and I thought guys did a great job.
When you see 9 different players scoring in front of you over the last 2 games, or 10, it might even be 10, does that say anything to you about how the team is playing?
Yeah, I didn't think about it, but of course it's the playoff, you know, and it's the game pushes their heroes, you know. It's important that we all stay together and we do our play the team system, you know, and the heroes will pushed by the game.
It is. It's 9 different guys. And can you talk about the defense in front of you?
Yeah,
you guys had some injuries down the stretch there.
Listened
to Murray for a long time, and McQuaid went out. This defense seemed gel, and he went out, and you had to sort of rejigger things back there. How is it in front of you now?
Yeah, they were great. Especially tonight, they were their block shot. They took away their time and space, you know. So they were great, and forwards did a great job. Helped DD with the reloads and stuff. So it was really big team win.
But it seemed like they really took away the middle of the ice as well. Kept them out to the outside, which is so important.
Yeah, that's definitely. So we were guys were tight. They didn't give them much room, much space. So most of the shots were outside. So I thought guys did an unbelievable job.
You guys have been in this situation before, up 2-0. We didn't close it out last year. What would be the difference? What did you learn from last year that will maybe change the way you approach game 3?
You know, it's every day is a different day. Every game is a different game. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. You know, we focus on another game. We enjoy tonight, and we get ready for the game 3. We just have to stay focused, do our things, and work hard, and let's see what's going to happen.
Bob, you guys have had some kind of difficulties at home this year in big games and whatnot. How excited are you to kind of go home and just play in front of the home fans and have a 2-0?
Yeah, that's just as I said. So it doesn't matter what happened in the past. So it's the next game. It's the biggest game for us, and we just have to reset, refocus, and get ready for work.
John Tortorella, Coach Tortorella,